This is a Tuesday. You know what that means. This type of on the morning mess. Every Tuesday, we have the FHN Dial-A-Doc program. And joining us here today from FHN, Rachel Ahrens from the FHN Complex Care section of FHN. Rachel, good morning. Hello.
Morning.
Thanks for joining me. It's great to talk to you again. Explain a little bit about FHN Complex Care. What is it all about?
The Complex Care Program is a home-based case management program that centers on the individual and helps them navigate the complex medical system while bringing in community resources to help support them.
How long has this initiative been in place now at FHN?
We are actually going on our second year. It's been so successful, we've added 4 case managers to cover all the counties that FHN touches.
And what is your role, Rachel, within the complex care and the complex care program?
So I work with one-on-one with people. We look at their goals for health and what they need to meet their goals. Then I help them work with their doctors. I provide education so they can take better care of themselves and help them get connected with the community for extra support for basic needs.
And how many patients do you work with?
Right now, a typical caseload is about 40 to 50 patients, but we expect to see the numbers grow as the program begins, as the program grows.
We're talking to Rachel Ahrens, FHN Complex Care Program with FHN and the FHN Dial-A-Doc program today. Rachel, how long then do you typically work with these patients?
The program's been described as intensive case management, a temporary burst of help to get the individual back in control of their health. So we work with people on a weekly basis for a period of about 3 to 4 months.
And then who are some of the partners that FHN works with within this complex care program?
We have some great community partners. We work with the Senior Resource Center in every county that FHN is in. We work with RAMP and NICA, Veterans Affairs Commission of Stevenson County, Mother Hubbard's Kitty Cupboard, Crystal City Transit. There's so many that we work with.
And what kind of results are you seeing with your patients now, Rachel?
The people in the program are seeing some amazing results. We've seen a little bit of weight loss. We've seen the lab values that show how their conditions are doing. Those lab values are improving, and people have a better understanding of the community resources that can help them live their best lives.
And this program, has it actually had some unintended good consequences as a result of it?
It really has. We're seeing people spend less time in the hospital and more time at home, which is really where they want to be.
And then how do you keep in touch with your community partners? How does that work?
We actually, through the Connect the Dots program, we meet with them regularly on a quarterly basis, and it gives us all a chance to connect and then keep on the same page, update each other as to what we're doing, and then also just our regular contact as we work with people.
Rachel, I think I've heard about, you know, and I'm, you know, not completely sure that this is the exact rule that works for the medical care community. But, you know, we're out there typically in the business world. We talk about the 80-20 rule. And I think it's about close to about 20% of your patients consume about 80% of your health care. You know, folks with chronic problems and continuing chronic. Is this program designed and aimed at that 20% of people with chronic health problems that continue to consume an inordinate amount of health care?
It is aimed at the people with chronic conditions. I love the program because Medicare has actually supported this concept of working particularly with people who have chronic conditions to help them get control of their own health. Another 80-20 rule that I love is 20% of healthcare happens in the medical buildings, but 80% of healthcare happens in the home. So if we can help people take control of that 80% of their lives, their health will change dramatically.
All right, so you're seeing cooperation on this program. We're talking about the Complex Care Program from Medicare. Are you also seeing cooperation from insurance companies as well?
We are. Since Medicare started the initiative, a lot of the insurance companies are following along because they do want to see their patients healthier at home.
Well, and I assume, you know, they really do want to have, health insurance companies want to have less money spent on health care itself. So they're in terms of the premium pressure there. And so this would, they have long-term goals here that they want people actually to be healthier.
Mm-hmm. It's a great initiative.
All right. There you go. Rachel Ahrens, FHN Complex Care. This is a great program. And when you're talking about the counties that you serve, tell us about the counties served by this program.
So we have complex care nurses that are over Winnebago County, Stevenson County, Joe Davies County, Carroll County. And I'm probably missing one. But
yeah. All right, yeah. You weren't planning for me asking that question, but I thought it's important for people to know that it is not just, let me just put it this way, it's not just Stevenson County, right?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Okay.
And we have nurses that are stationed in those counties.
All right. Sounds good. How can someone find out if they can take advantage of the benefits of complex care and the effort at FHN?
The easiest way to do it is to start by talking to your doctor, who can make a referral to the program. Otherwise, there's more information about the program on FHN's website, or they can always call 815-599-6434, and I'm always happy to answer questions.
All right. I remember talking to you about this program when you initiated it, and it sounded like a great program. And the great thing is that it sounds like it's a program that's thriving and something that is really needed in the healthcare industry. And I'm glad to hear that FHN is on the forefront of this and is leading the charge in terms of taking healthcare to the next level.
Yep. It's been great working with the individual community members and seeing what these kind of programs can do.
All right, Rach, great to talk to you. Great information, great job, and we'll talk again soon, all right?
Great, thank you.
All right, Rachel Ahrens here today, FHN Complex Care, here today on The Morning Mess.